The end of the 1970s belonged to Fleetwood Mac. Millions of albums, massive sold-out tours, hit singles, Grammy Awards, there was no stopping them. But after the Tusk album and tour, the band needed a break from each other, and they all worked on solo projects. Mick Fleetwood released The Visitor, followed by Lindsey Buckingham's Law & Order. But it was Stevie Nicks' Belladonna that hit the big time when it reached number one on this date, September 5th, 1981. As we look back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. The tensions within Fleetwood Mac really helped the members with their solo projects, as they finally got to do exactly what they wanted. Stevie Nicks hired Jimmy Iovine to produce the record, fresh off Tom Petty's Damn the Torpedoes. Iovine was also there to keep control and keep Stevie's ego in check. He wasn't going to waste studio time. There was a schedule, and they were going to keep it. To prove herself and step out of the shadow of Fleetwood Mac, she called in some friends to help out with the record. Don Henley and Don Felder of the Eagles, Roy Bittan of the E Street Band, and especially Tom Petty and Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers, who wrote and play on Stop Dragging My Heart Around, released as the first single, which reached number three. And it wouldn't be the only successful duet, as Stevie also partnered with Don Henley for Leather and Lace, which reached number six. The album was such a success, being certified platinum in less than 3 months and remaining as one of the best-selling albums, not just of 1981, but of 1982 and 1983 as well. Despite the success of Belladonna, she only did a short 10-date tour and an HBO special before she was needed back in the studio with Fleetwood Mac to work on the Mirage album. After the Mirage tour, she would head back to the studio for her solo follow-up, another success in The Wild Heart. But it didn't reach the heights of her debut, where she proved she could step outside of Fleetwood Mac on her own with Belladonna, which reached number one for 1 week on this date, September 5th, 1981. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.